Kali and Krishna are one, the home of two devotees, husband and wife.
Kali, Kali, all the time Kali. What has Kali ever done for us? She has only created untold problems.
Krishna, Krishna, all the time, all the time. What has Krishna done for us? He has only deceived the world, and he is deceiving you.
Krishna has deceived the world? My Krishna has deceived the world? My Krishna is all love for mankind. Your Kali is ruthless. She kills people. She destroys people. She is called destruction. I have lost my only daughter because of her. When she was seriously ill, you prayed to Kali. You assured me that Kali would cure our daughter. Now we have lost our only daughter.
Why didn't you pray to your Krishna? If he is so kind, so generous, so compassionate, why didn't you call on him? Why didn't you pray to him to cure our daughter?
I didn't invoke Krishna because I did not want to conflict with your prayer. I thought that since you were praying most ardently to your Kali would cure our dearest, sweetest daughter. We have lost our daughter because of Kali. Now if our son gets even a headache, I will not allow you to pray to Kali. I will pray to Krishna, my Krishna. He will cure our son. There is no danger on earth which I cannot conquer with my prayers to Krishna. Our son will remain on earth, happy and prosperous, all by Krishna's grace. Our son will become great, very great. And I know it is Krishna's grace that will make him great.
I also want our son to be happy and great. If you feel that your Lord Krishna will make our son happy and great, then you pray to Krishna and I shall remain silent. I shall silently pray to my Kali to give me joy, to give me peace of mind, so that I can bear your constant scoldings and insults.
If I scold you, then you have to know that you deserve it. You are callous, useless, hopeless in every way.
Let us not quarrel. Let us not fight in front of our son. I wish you to be happy. I wish my son to be happy. I wish my Kali to make me happy. How I wish I could do something so that all our problems would be solved. Father is fond of Kali. Mother is fond of Krishna. I do not know of whom I am fond. No, I do know of whom I am fond. But if I say I am fond of Krishna, Father will be displeased. And if I say I am fond of Kali, Mother will be displeased. So I won't say.
All right, keep it secret.
Even if you say that you are fond of Krishna, I will not be displeased. You are free to choose.
I also want to tell you, my son, that if you are fond of Kali, you must not think I will be displeased with you. You have a free choice. But it is better if you to be fond of one particular deity. You have total faith in him and love and adoration for him. You should worship only one deity, and that deity will make you really happy, great and prosperous.
Second scene, night time. The sun is sleeping. He suddenly awakens.
What a strange dream I had. I dreamt that I struck the statue of Kali, which is in my father's room, and broke it to pieces. I was so happy to inform my mother that now there is only one statue in the house. All along, I have been inwardly, secretly praying to Krishna. I am fond of Krishna and not of Kali. Let me go and see if the statue is broken or not.
Opens the door to his father's room and sees a statue of Krishna, not of Kali. He is wonderstruck.
How can it be? How can it be?
Goes to his mother's room and looks in. Her own statue of Krishna is still there.
Now we have two statues of Krishna, but perhaps I was mistaken. Let me go again to father's room and see. Maybe father has replaced Kali's statue.
Perhaps he has given away Kali's statue and bought a statue of Krishna so that Mother will be happy. Perhaps he does not want to quarrel with Mother anymore.
He goes to his father's room and sees that the statue of Krishna is still there. He wakes his father.
What are you doing here at this hour?
Why have you replaced Kali? Why do I see Krishna's statue?
Krishna? Krishna? How did Krishna get here? Has your mother brought her statue here and put it in my room?
No, the same Krishna statue is in her room. I was just there.
Let me go into your mother's room and see. Father and son go into the mother's room and see the same statue of Krishna there.
What is the matter? What are you doing here at this hour? What are you doing in my room?
Mother, mother, now there is only Krishna in our family. In your room is Krishna, and in father's room is Krishna.
What? Is it true? I can't believe my ears. That means your father has now become Krishna's devotee. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that at least you have replaced Kali with Krishna.
I have not done it. I don't know how Krishna's statue got into my room.
Then how could this happen?
Father, this must be a miracle. Since it is a divine miracle, let us meditate together. Let the three of us meditate together and see what we can learn from within.
They sit down to meditate. An angel appears.
It was your son's prayer that we heard. Your son has always been suffering from your quarrels. One of you cries for Krishna, the other is all for Kali. Although he was fond of Krishna, your son felt miserable because each of you was always fighting for his own chosen deity. In order to prove to you that Kali and Krishna are one, Kali has taken the form of Krishna. From now on, there will be no quarrel between you, no dispute between husband and wife, for you know that Kali and Krishna are one. Now Krishna is in both rooms because both wife and son like Krishna. Let there be no more disputes about which deity is better. You two may worship Krishna directly, and you,
addressing the husband,
may worship Kali inside Krishna. She is most certainly there. They are one.
The angel disappears, and the whole room is flooded with light.